This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What is the hardest thing about working together as a couple?
Alex's white supremacist time.
Ooh.
Listen, fight or flight. Listen.
So we have different work styles and white supremacist timekeeping. Please.
What I mean is Listen. This, what I'm not saying is that Alex is a white supremacist. What I'm saying is that I think that there's a lot of an ingrained keeping of time, and I experienced this when I worked at corporate, which is why I hate it. That there's a certain level of white supremacy to, like, the timing of work. And, like, I just think Black people are a little different. Like, for me, like, I can do things, but sometimes it's, like, I can't do it at 8 in the morning, but I'll do some fire shit at, like, 9 p.m. at night.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy. And this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, where we give you an uncensored look into all we're learning, unlearning, and loving about marriage in real time.
Yes, welcome all. We are thankful that you tuned in again.
Yes, so continuing with the theme of plot twist, we're going to talk about being in a relationship and building an empire and creating a legacy and how that wasn't always the plan.
Yeah, because I like Randy, but I didn't really consider like working with her to like build a business.
Right.
I was just going to be like,
he was going to be the entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And maybe it would be a family business.
I'm going to make some power references in this episode.
No, okay.
I was going to be Ghost, and Mikey, Randy was just going to be my Tasha.
Mikey, what?
And
Mikey, that's toxic. We
was going to, I'm just, my thought process was toxic before we.
Let me stop, because he mean. In our first segment, we're going to chat with King and Denise and Alex DiPalma about their relationship and their baby, Domino Sound Network.
Yes.
Finally, we'll wrap it up with our PDA segment, where we show each other some love and or thank each other for something.
Yeah, no fight today. Right. All love.
All of.
Probably be, I don't know. We'll know if
we're
going
to try to focus on this interview.
This topic,
man.
Yeah.
And we hope you enjoy.
All right. Our main topic.
So, we're going to talk about the plot twist of our life and how we ended up married and starting a business, though that was not the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got to thinking about other couples who are doing similar things, but even on a grander scale.
Yeah, like the Obamas.
And we realized there is no one better to talk to than Kia and Alex, who co-founded Domino Sound, which is a queer Black woman-owned network and production company.
Yeah, they're our favorite version of the women Obamas.
They are also in a relationship. And we got questions. How do they manage it? Mm-hmm. How does anyone?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk to them. They are also one of the only couples we know that have a business that also seem to really like each other.
Very small list, y'all.
So, teach us your ways, Ken and Alex. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are y'all? y'all doing
so
today?
So good to talk to you. Well, we're good now. Now that we
I'm
see
good.
You.
I'm good.
It's so good to see y'all.
It is great to see you.
I can't complain.
You too.
Know,
we love times you guys. Times is crazy. We're seriously honored to be on the Black Millennial Marriage
I know.
Podcast,
I was shook. So. I was like, they asked us? I was like, for what?
I know.
Oh, my God.
So yeah,
thank you.
Like, no, we ain't married.
Listen, we've been talking a lot over this break. We gotta be way more inclusive, not just married couples in general, single people.
Also, the concept of marriage is so fluid; it's loose at this point.
Yes.
And it would be foolish of us and ignorant of us, honestly, to not acknowledge other forms of
committed relationships.
Yeah, because
aww.
Just because everyone is not the traditional, it's just me and her or me and him till the end of time. Like,
right.
We have to speak to all forms and matters of relationships because you can still be healthy even if you're not locked down with a ring. Because honestly, most relationships are just messier, like not like problematic messy, but just different. And so other people need representation as well as to like, so what is my relationship okay? Like, can I still be okay? Yeah. Like, y'all are okay even if we're not set up the exact same way? So, the conversations are just going to shift and look different in general because people just need to see themselves everywhere. Mm-hmm.
That's true. I applaud you guys for that. That's a very good move.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for
coming on.
Got to
teach the people. Educate them. Yes, put them on. Different ways to do this shit.
Right. So, before we get into the interview and our questions that we have, please introduce yourselves. Kenya, you first. And Alex.
My name is Kenya. I am a co-founder and creative director of Domino Sound. I'm Alex's partner. I'm ambidextrous. I have an autoimmune disorder and I'm from New Orleans.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, I could say more, but that's, I'm going to just give y'all that to
that's
sit on.
That's a good intro.
It is.
I'm Alexandra De Palma. I also co-founded Domino Sound. I'm Kenya's partner, and I'm also newly a cat mom. So we have a little baby named Sun who really is our life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we like that's it's really weird. Like you're saying, like I feel like all of a sudden with the inclusion of an animal, we like have a nuclear family now.
Yeah.
Like, we have like
listen.
A full because you guys had Groot. Yep, so it's probably Groot. You guys had Groot before Drew. Mm-hmm. I'm just like we really have a family, which is a weird feeling, but it's great.
It was weird.
It's lit.
Great practice.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's good practice. We were literally just with a baby yesterday. I was telling you before we started recording. And the whole time, I didn't say it to the parents because I didn't want them to be offended, but I was like, that baby is exactly like our cat. Like, they're like exactly I mean, like the same. Like, I'm like
in some ways, but also
in
like,
some ways.
The way they had to watch that baby, like every fight, I was like, she's like the cat,
it's a
but
little
like,
different.
They're not sleeping.
Right.
You know, like they're not sleeping like we
There's
sleep in with the cat. Like,
they have to be It's a common thing,
you know
by the way,
saying?
To do that, to compare your pet to like when you see someone's situation.
No,
like,
but I'm
oh,
like, wait, no, it's a human person, you gotta watch when she's trying to get on the stairs. I'm like, this
yes.
is really you gotta have
it's
like
intense.
Your attention.
Some big
it's
difference.
Intense,
I appreciate
and I
y'all
definitely
for not
recognize
saying anything
that
to them.
Oh, I wouldn't have said that. I was like, girl, you crazy. I get
like,
it,
I'll
but you crazy.
I'll just
no,
think
but
it
no,
in
it
my
was
mind.
The same for us with Groot. It's, I mean, y'all probably don't know, but Groot, even now, Groot is very much like a toddler. They just don't age. Just dogs are just like different. But I love cats, and I'm happy y'all have Sun. And I love the videos
too,
and the pictures.
Me too.
Oh, Alex, before we move forward, where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut, from outside New Haven.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got you.
Which is actually where we are right now. We're in like the town that I grew up in because we left Brooklyn when COVID hit. And then we got kicked out of our apartment, and now we've been here in Connecticut since March, which is a fucking plot twist.
Yeah.
Talk about a plot twist. It's not that we just got kicked
out.
It
wasn't the plan.
We were like, we were supposed to move to Europe. We were like, all right, we're going to dip, and we're going to come back and get our stuff.
Right.
And then our landlord threw everything away.
Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah,
not
no, it was,
shout
it was
out Mitch.
Really
Mitch,
intense.
If you hear this.
Shout out, Mitch. I'm coming for you, nigga. Yeah.
So... That's our landlord.
Streets,
but
Mitch.
Yeah, so we're in Connecticut right now, just waiting until the borders
open
and we can go to Amsterdam because they're closed to Americans at the time of this recording and probably when this will air.
Wow.
So yeah. Oh.
So our listeners are aware, you know, we spoke to the couple from Raising Rebels.
Oh.
We made mention
Rebels.
Of them moving to Amsterdam. And how that kind of just inspired us to just think about like what our options really are And Randy mm-hmm. and I have been having a conversation about, you know, leaving the country possibly and what that looks like.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing a lot of research and I'm extremely sad right mm-hmm. now because there are so many yeah. countries that have just closed their border off to Americans right. in general.
Us yeah. too.
Like five of the right. 10 yeah. we brought up said, nah, we'll see y'all
right. in 2022. I feel that. Actually, interesting. You guys would probably like this, but the new season of Raising Rebels that we're working on is, it's Raising Rebels, but there's also like a storytelling part of it of how they actually managed to move their whole family wow. abroad. Mm. So it's like,
how, it's kind of like a how family, almost.
Not, yeah, a how to, but also like their thought processes when they were first deciding, because that was like right before Corona hit. Because remember, they landed like the day the lockdown happened. Yep. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's crazy that foresight that they had. But yeah, so just to let y'all know, Raising Rebels, we're going to be talking about that because I think there's going to be a great flight of Black people out of the U.S., and so, I totally yeah. get it.
And you guys specifically, our long-term goal, you are in our plan. We're, like, getting you guys to move with us to Amsterdam.
Free
that
us.
Has been discussed. Please.
Yeah, we're going to so, figure it out.
Free us. Take us.
Yes, us we're free. Trying to, we're trying yeah. to get free.
So we're working on it, too.
Thank y'all.
Right.
So yeah. we used to do love stories back in the first season. And we stopped because we wanted to hear more from listeners and everything. But we want to bring it back mm-hmm. for this episode. Tell us your love story.
I think there are probably two sides of it.
Okay.
So
okay. Should I go first?
You go first.
Okay. So this is my version of events. Mm-hmm. All right. So actually, I also want to let everybody know that I don't have a good memory, so I do want to say
terrible.
That this might not be the most reliable version of events, but it's my version.
Got you.
I ended up getting invited through somebody else to this white party in Brooklyn. And
not like white dressing, like hosted
no, no,
by
no,
white
like
people.
White people, like white people specifically. Like, and I'm down with everybody, but I was like, I don't know. But this was in like 2016. It was like during the height of like,
yep.
this was maybe before Trump got elected, but it was just, I was like, I don't know if I can party right now. Like, this is sad. Yeah. It's a lot. And I had friends, I had like planned to hang out with one of my friends. We came over, we got lit together. I was like, girl, let's just go fuck around. Let's just like go to this white party. Let's see what's popping. Like, it's the end of the world, right? So we go to this white party and we're like, damn, this is a white party. So we are just in the corner. We're in the back of the corner just like finding drinks and being like, oh my God, like, okay, let's get lit if we're going to be at this party. And we're just in the corner observing this party. Like, why do we get here? How are we here? This was a interesting decision.
That's usually what happens and to then, the lonely Black people at the white party.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. It was very much that experience. Like, we were like, what? And we also were older. Like, I didn't realize that. So it ended up in a whole different situation, but someone had invited us to a 21st birthday party. And, like, I didn't realize that it was a 21st birthday party until I got there. So I was, like, 25, 24 or whatever. And I was, like, I was just so confused. So we're confused. We're, like, okay, this was, like, a bad decision. Let's go home. And then Alex walks in with her friend. And they stand out because they look our age. And I was like, they look cool. And also her friend has like a really presidential, like kind of Michelle Obama-ish dress on. Oh. And so I was like, what is the memo for this party? Like, I'm so confused. Like, I'm not like Janet Jackson from the 80s. But I'm like, is it a dress? I'm just so confused. And I can see that I'm watching Alex look through the party. She's looking mad confused too. So I'm like, oh, they're having the experience that I just had. They don't know how they got to this party. And they're like, what is going on? And so they're like moving through the party, and then Alex comes up and she goes, so what do you think of the party? And thus it began. And thus it began. I was like, girl, I don't know how we ended up here. And she's like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck is happening. And then we just kicked it the whole night because we were like, all right, we're of the same age. Like, we work in similar industries. Like, let's just make the most of this night. And that was the beginning of it. I mean, what was your version of that night?
No, that was a pretty good version. I mean, that night in particular, it was like, it was holiday party season, 2016. Trump had just gotten elected. Mm-hmm. I was single, but like definitely not like out to find someone. You know what I mean? Like, especially that night. And actually, I think back to that night because I just, especially when I was single, I love alone time. Mm-hmm. Like, I love nothing more than, like, waking up on, like, a Saturday morning and being like, I'm not going out tonight. You know what I mean? Like, I am staying in and I'm not going out tonight.
You can't relate.
No, I mean, I wanted mad people around me so I wouldn't die. Like, that's how I felt.
Please,
so I wouldn't die. Some people are like that. And so that particular night, I just remember being like, I'm not going out. My friend had called me and was like, let's go to this party. Like, let's do it. And I was like, I'm staying in. Like, there's no way I'm going out tonight. I'm absolutely not going out. And then for whatever reason, at like 10 p.m. or something, I was like, you know what? Maybe I will come check out this party. And basically the exact same thing happened that Kenya said, but it was just so crazy because I was like, if I had not gone to that party, who knows what would have happened. Hey. But anyway, so we met, we hung out all night, but it was me, Kenya, and her friend. So the three of us hung out all night. And then I remember getting in an Uber at like 4 a.m. after the end of the party, and Kenya asked me for my number. And I was like, but she asked me for my number, but like, I was like, it was just like totally friendly. She put us on a group chat with me and her friend. Like, it was the three of us on a group chat. Do you know what I mean?
Let me get your number.
No, but listen. So actually it turned out, so we're on this group chat and we're having a lot of fun. Like, I'm laughing all the time. I see these texts and like, this person is hilarious. Like, Kenya from the get-go, like, it was this kind of thing where I would see her name on my text. Like, you know, you could see the name on an incoming text, and I would be like excited, like a little shot of like, you know,
you
a little something.
Humor, Kenya.
You got it. You know what I mean? And so I was like laughing my ass off. And so, but it was really me, Kenya, and her friend, who was fucking amazing. Her friend is so cool too. Like, another like queer, like intellectual, just like really cool. And then like the next time the three of us set time to hang out, like the three of us were going to meet at a bar and chill. Like, somebody, one of our friends was having a concert. And so I get there, and only the other friend is there. And I'm like, I mean, Kenya is always late. Kenya's constantly, like, you guys, I'm surprised Kenya was on time for this interview. Kenya doesn't believe in time.
I don't believe in time.
It's just me and the friend there for 2 hours. Do you know what I mean? I was like, I wonder where Kenya is. Turns out Kenya was trying to set me up with the friend.
What?
And so Kenya.
I was trying to, okay, so listen. I was being a good friend at that moment. I was very single and very much not trying to mingle.
Right. And so like, Kenya was trying to set me up with a friend. That didn't end up happening. But really from like December for like 3 months, Kenya and I just hung out as friends. Like, we would like, Kenya would come over all the time. And this was when Trump was being inaugurated. It was like pure just trauma. Like, it's hard to remember now, like, because we're in such a fucked up position as a country. But like, when he first got elected, that was crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, that was really crazy. And so Kenya and I would hang out. And we would, like, Kenya doesn't even drink, but we would get, like, so drunk. Like, just during the week, we would be hanging out and be, like, depressed and, like, drinking. You know what I mean? Like, all the time. So, basically, exactly.
Yes,
so
for, like, two months. I would say I couldn't do the drinking too much for you. Right. But so we had a little moment
I developed feelings. I developed a crush. So I had a crush on Kenya. And, like, I told a few people about it. I told, like, my gay godparents about it.
Oh.
And they ended up meeting Kenya. And they were kind of like, you know, I've heard so much about you. Alex always talks about you. They were kind of, like, being, like, my wingmen a little bit. Like, I had to
instruct them to do that. And I was very confused because this was, like, in the middle of a New York Fashion Week show. But it's, like, the craziest. It's, like, it almost was, like, a BDSM leathery, like,
it was weird.
Trippy Afrofuturist show. And so this, he, like, invited us there. And, like, in the middle of all this happening, he's like, yo, Alex has told me so much about you. I'm so happy to meet you. And I was like, what? Why?
Why? I was like, and so I was honestly, like, what? I think he did something because literally the next day.
And then I was like,
day,
oh my gosh, she likes me. Yeah. That's when I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh, I didn't know. I was
and
like,
then the next day was Valentine's Day.
The 2017. Next day was
Valentine's Day. It was Valentine's Day 2017. And we were just hanging, because by that point, we were hanging out all the time. Like, just, you know what
Every
I mean?
Day.
Like, we were always
besties.
Hanging out. So it
besties.
Wasn't, we were besties. It wasn't like, let's hang out on Valentine's Day. It was just like another day that we were hanging out.
But I don't believe in Valentine's Day, really.
That was the first day something happened, and that was the first day we ended up like hooking up and like doing anything more than being friends was like Valentine's Day night.
Oh.
And so then nothing really changed after that except for the fact that we were more than friends. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we would like, be basically
but
have
also,
the same
didn't I say, and I feel like you were I want to say it, that night, right?
No,
didn't
it wasn't
I?
That night. So
it
let's say we
night.
Were hooking up for like a week probably or something. Do you know what I mean? And still, same thing, still friends. And Kenya at one point was like, I just have to be really honest. Like, I'm really not looking for a relationship. And I was
a
like,
weekend?
I was like, did I say anything about a relationship?
Oh,
I was
no. like, no, you said, so that's what you said. I was like, you were like, bitch, you thought I was talking about a relationship. I was more just like, shit.
I thought we were just gonna keep, you know, like keep going and see what happened. Do you know what I mean?
So I was like, damn, you wasn't even thinking about me.
Okay, I was totally fine to just keep going as everything was going. And honestly, in the end, that's what happened. Like, nothing changed. We just really nothing like from changed. That day forth. Basically, we were in lived a relationship. Together, and we were
from the
in a
moment I said I don't want to be in a relationship. And she was like, when we... I wasn't even thinking about it.
Yeah,
then that's so, what we became. It just happened, and I was like, you know what? You just gotta let it happen.
Our
like,
love story.
I trust my intuition.
Yeah.
I'm like, this bitch. This is a cool ass bitch. I don't meet cool ass bitches like this. That impressed. Right. And also, it was weird because we had like. Worked in the same industry because I was working for Disney at that time and mm-hmm. she was working for Fusion, which Disney had just bought.
Yeah.
So it was like our companies were like merging and we were both like so over corporate media. Right. So we also had that kind of like, girl, you trying to get out of this shit too?
Right.
Like, this is a mess. Like, what can we do? Like, I obviously saw her like creativity and like badassery, badassness, whatever it is. I mostly saw a bitch that didn't give a fuck and as another bitch that doesn't give a fuck, I was like, okay, I like this.
It works. And honestly, I think of that so much because I have so many friends, like friends who are looking for relationships or trying to be in relationships. And like when that moment happens of like the other, like when Kenya said, like, I don't want a relationship. Like when people get into those moments, sometimes they really like freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And they're like, oh shit. Like, this isn't working actually. And we'll kind of like cut things off. Unnecessarily, I think.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think it was good that we kind of just, you know what I mean? It wasn't like rules.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, this is what we're going to be and this
yeah,
is what we're
I've
not going to be.
Yeah, I've never been about
and,
like, that. It was just yeah, like, whatever. So, but at that yeah. point, I really was like, I don't want a relationship. But, you know, I got schooled, so.
Yeah, you did.
What,
oh my God.
What can you do?
I have a theory.
This was great. We
theory.
Never get to hear
What's
love
the theory?
Stories live.
What's the theory?
Oh, my theory is that y'all are lying. And
Mikey.
Hold up. Listen, hear me out. This is a plot by Kenya the entire time. Right? So Kenya, Alex, I don't know if y'all know this, but me and Randy's relationship actually started with me trying to set her up with somebody
with
else
friend.
Too. I was like, nah,
no
you too good for me.
Yeah.
You should be with my home, but he's
True.
Funny. He'll take care of you. Maybe
Are you serious?
Yes.
Maybe that's the route that you should take. Yes. And then maybe
it did not work.
After a week of that bullshit.
It did not work. Mike was like, actually,
I, was like, nah,
I don't want you.
You should probably
I don't
come
want
over
you with her.
Here.
Yeah.
Is this a
really?
Common thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
you guys are
wait,
so
wait,
cute.
So wait, my question is, Mikey, did you just thought like your friend would be good for Randy?
Because yeah,
in this
well,
situation,
I
my friend told me, my friend was like, I like her, like can you help
he
me like
it.
Talk
he
to her?
That.
Yeah, but
like, yeah,
Mikey
like
was
her.
Like,
I was like, good, because somebody need to take care of her. That's not me.
But after like a week of seeing us together, Mike was,
I was like, you know what? Actually,
nah.
I'll do better
he was
than
like,
you.
Mm-mm.
Like, I'm funnier.
Oh, shit.
I'm a better option
nah.
all the way around.
I'm doper in the words of Jason Vives.
Shout out
Jason
Vives.
I'm
dope.
And so I stepped back in. But I, honestly, looking back, I realized I was probably plotting on Randy for a minute prior to all of that
yes.
happening. So
I mean,
so
I always think that I have the greater plot. That's something we often fight about.
Hi, this is Trace from the Horror Queers podcast. Shudder is the ultimate streaming service for fans of horror, thrillers, and the supernatural. Shudder offers an unbeatable selection from Hollywood favorites and cult classics to original series and critically acclaimed new genre films you won't find anywhere else. Explore the best collection of horror that pushes boundaries, showcases bold, original storytelling, and offers something new to watch every week. Available ad-free and through the platforms you're already on, Shudder. So good, it's scary. Sign up at Shudder.com.
Out.
Thank y'all. So we have a few questions.
Yes.
Let's see the first one. So really, when we were doing the production notes, we were like, what do we really want to know? And so the first question we really want to know was, what particular moment inspired the creation of Domino Sound? Because for us with the podcast, it was the miscarriage, right? So that was like our like light bulb moment.
Our
like
catalyst.
Maybe, yeah,
to,
like we
yeah.
should keep doing this. And so what was your moment together that was like, let's do Domino Sound, create it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was basically, was it 2018? It was, I think it was 2018. And I had just
yeah.
quit my job. I was working at a podcast company called Stitcher. And Kenya was also, at the time, I quit my job and was like planning to go freelance. And Kenya was already freelance and kind of like, but like just the way that we are, like we very much like talk about each other's projects all the time. You know what I mean? And so it's not like, actually I was so curious because somewhere when COVID hit, like did a quarantine diary of like how couples are dealing with like being home all the time. And I was so surprised to read how many couples really like completely like silo off like work and relationships. Like it's like during quarantine, some people like found out what their partner does. Do you know what I mean? Like, cause they overhear
it. Wow.
So that's never been us. Do you know what I mean? We've always very much been involved in each other's projects and stuff. And basically like at the time we were both freelance, we kind of just thought like, let's turn both of us being freelance into a company. You know what I mean? Like, let's do this together and kind of like bring our forces together to like be greater than just one freelancer.
Yeah. Okay.
And Kenya, you can expand on that though.
I mean, we basically, we also were like, wait, Alex, you were in radio at this point, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She was like working in like more corporate podcasting. I was like completely done with all corporate media, and I was like working on sets and like writing just random things, but still coming from a more like film television aspect of things. Mm-hmm. And I knew that podcast was a new medium, and I knew that it didn't cost much to make. You could tell a story and there was no like gatekeep, like you could just put it out, you know, there was no like gatekeeping. It was like very much DIY and like there was no censorship. And I'm really about that. Mm. So I, even though like my instinct is to be like a visual creative, I also love audio and music and everything. So I was like, let's like, this would be interesting to try out this kind of podcasting thing and just, you know, just see what we can do with it. And then we went to Jamaica. We had this amazing trip with our best friend, Vic, who also is like one of the people we like to think of Domino as like a kind of collective, like it's a business, but it's also a collective of just like really cool, smart, like amazing POC. So we had this trip where we went to Jamaica. It was a wild, amazing time in Jamaica. And basically on that trip, I re-fell in love with playing dominoes, which I played all the time growing up in New Orleans. But where we were, and this was like really remote. This wasn't like vacation resort. Like this was like in the middle of the rainforest. Cause that's how Alex likes to travel. We're not going somewhere at night. She's like, we're going to a shack with no lights or water. Like we're
about
to,
and
I don't know why. I don't know why she likes to live like that. But I kind of love it. I'm like, I kind of love this adventure. I never done this shit before, but okay. Like she had me up this mountain. I was like, okay, girl, let's do this. And so basically we meet this guy who is so cool. He's the Airbnb host and he just like gives us weed and dominoes and we play dominoes with him that night. And I was like, this is my life. Cause I am Jamaican. And I was like, now I see the Jamaican is coming out. Like I just need to be here. Like, this is what I want to do. And he was like, basically tonight you'll hear these crazy slaps, like going, like basically echoing up and down the mountain. He was like, don't be scared, but that's domino sounds. Basically it's people, like old men just like playing dominoes and slapping them down.
Wow.
And it's like a really intense sound, especially on the side of that mountain. And he said it happens all night because that's what people are doing. And I was like, really cool. And we heard it and I was like, damn, that's just like so amazing. And we got this like really amazing set of Jamaican dominoes. And we just were like very inspired by that. And then right after we got back from that trip, we got a job that required us to have a business. Like it, for
like
whatever
we had
legal
to like
reasons.
Form a corporation in order to get paid. Basically.
Yeah, we had like a day to form. So we were like, we weren't like we're gonna start a business right now. We were
exactly.
like trying to see what happens. But we got a project, and they were like, in order to get paid, you basically have to be a corporation or whatever. And so we had one day. Like it just seems so short. Like I was like, oh, we have to start a bit. Like this is crazy. We're like, what's the name? I was like, Domino Sound.
Yeah,
that's powerful. Like we were just
Domino.
Like, we were like, crazy. We have like, what have we been thinking about lately? It was like dominoes because we came back and we were just like obsessed with dominoes. We invited people over to play dominoes. It was just like we and so. That's really how it happened. It was kind of crazy, but yeah.
That is a great story, first of all.
I know. I really got chills. Like, I was like,
oh, you guys are. And then also, I have to add one quick thing, because you guys know about Nolika. You know Nolika. So mm-hmm. our other two other people in Domino are Homero and Nolika, the Radways. They're also a couple. So
yeah.
Domino is two sets of
two couples.
Which is
interesting.
Like, it's definitely interesting. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. But anyway, so Nolika and Homero, right when we got back from Jamaica and we were like, we're going to start this podcasting company, I've known Nolika and Homero for like, I don't know, probably 6 or so years. You know what I mean? Like, I had known them for a little while prior to us starting Domino. And Nolika, like, whenever me and Nolika would be at the same party, we would talk about podcasts. Mm-hmm. Like, Nolika is obsessed with podcasts, and I've always known that, like, since I've been friends with her. And like, probably back in like 2015 or 2014, she and I had like gone back and forth about like a podcast that she wanted to create. Like, it was like she wanted to do a podcast about Black families and wealth, and talking about like money and how like basically navigating that as a Black family. And we didn't talk about it for probably like 2 years. Like, it came up, and then for like 2 years it didn't, it like just kind of died. And then right when we got back from Jamaica and we started Domino, I was like, Kenya, we need to get in touch with this woman, Nolika, that I'm friends with. Like, she's incredible. Like, she's like, and we hadn't talked about it in a long time. And like that day, I got a note from Nolika being like, let's pick up this conversation about the podcast that I want to do. You know what I mean? And like, it was just so, the timing was so crazy. And like, ever since then, like, the Domino has really been like the four of us. And it's almost like speaking of relationships and business, it's like, we're all like in, you know what I mean? Like, the four of us are in a relationship.
We're family.
Yeah. We're family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's a great story.
We rapid fire, but not really. What is the hardest thing about working together as a couple?
Alex's white supremacist time.
Ooh.
Time.
Listen, fight or flight. Listen.
So we have different work styles and white supremacist timekeeping. Please.
What
dive
I mean
in.
Is I listen. No. Listen. This, what I'm not saying is that Alex is a white supremacist.
Right, no.
What I'm saying is that I think that there's a lot of an ingrained keeping of time, and I experienced this when I worked at corporate, which is why I hate it. That there's a certain level of white supremacy to like the timing of work. And like, I just think Black people are a little different. Like, for me, like, I can do things, but sometimes it's like, I can't do it at 8 a.m, but I'll do some fire shit at like 9 p.m. at night. So I think at first it was like, it's learning each other's styles. Yeah. Like, Alex would get up, drink her coffee, do my stuff. I'm like rolling out of blood. Yeah, I'm like rolling my spliff. I'm like, I'm gonna be real ready at like 1 p.m. And then it's gonna,
be done. For a second. Let it. Hold on, all right, real quick.
Right?
This is funny for a lot of reasons. So Kenya, I had friends from that I met and friends that I made through working at a nonprofit right after college, and they were from New Orleans. And
yeah,
there's something about those people that I love so much. So we met up as different teams. There was the Atlanta team, the Indianapolis team, the New Orleans team. Like, we were all meeting for training. Everybody wondering where New Orleans at. Like, it was supposed to start at 8. It's 9 o'clock. We all went and got breakfast. We all went and everybody is settled. We are ready to start. We all looking for New Orleans. Mind you, we all stayed in the same place. The same hotel.
I remember.
We took three different vans. That's it. Nola walk in at 9:15. Like, okay, y'all ready to start? We like, nigga. Ever since then, we've just been super cool. Like, I love them. I think it is a mood thing, though. It's like, I'm not in the mood.
It's partly a Nola
to...
thing. That is that thing that's so relaxed. It's just like, listen, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do
but
it.
But it was
let me
really
take
heavy
my
with
time
the accent.
It's
like,
important.
Look, like,
people's time. We're
going to show what we show.
Oh, my God. It drives me crazy.
Yes.
I love them.
Alex,
that was a really good accent.
We listen.
That was good.
I see you, Randy.
See
I know.
You tell me.
It's a connection.
What's the most challenging for you, Alex? So the different work styles. Did you want to expand on that for you?
I think it does. Time has a lot to do with it, for sure. And I think it's like, I think it's really, and we actually had a Domino meeting about this on Thursday of last week. Because, like, that's the other thing. And Nolika is the best at this, like, facilitating conversation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so, like, the thing I really value most about being in our little domino group is, like, the communication that we're able to have. Yeah. Like, when something comes up, you know what I mean? Like, when some, like, annoyance or, like, resentment crops up, it's just, like, it gets dealt with immediately.
Real bitch
you know
shit.
What I mean? Yeah. And so in terms of, like, work styles, the way that Nolika put it that I, like, really learned a lot from just last week was, like, we're in such a tight little group that, like, everyone's actions, like, impact the other person's actions,
yeah.
even if they don't mean to. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So, like, if I'm waiting for, and this is not, if I'm waiting for Kenya to do X, Y, or Z for the Raising Rebels episode that's coming out next week, like, it's basically, like, we're all beholden to each other in a way, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, the only thing I, like, it is timing, but it's also just, like, understanding, like, how to give each other the space that we need to, like, work at the way we like to work and, like, the most effective way to work. And, like, that's definitely been an ongoing mm-hmm. process. Again, we had a meeting about it just last week after being together for, you know, a year and a half as a business. But, like, I think overcoming those and figuring out those, like, those issues is just, like, it just makes us so much stronger in the end. Do you know what I mean? Because it's, like,
yeah.
it's so much better when everything has been said and, like, it's not, like, they're just, like, festering.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So figuring out
the
space.
No passive aggressive.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So y'all found, like, a really good mix for business and relationship then is what it sounds
it's
like.
It's crazy.
Yeah, because I'm never tripping. I was like, all right, y'all business styles. Okay.
Because
if we have something due in a week, right? So some, you know, maybe it is the New Orleans in me. Some people will be like, let's have it done, finalized 3 days before, mm-hmm. right? So the way for me, like
me
with cheat code, I would literally, like, even if I had, like, finalized it, like, I would go in, like, the night before and just, like, go crazy or just, like, you know, I'm like, okay, and then I'll drop it exactly 5 minutes before we said we were going to publish.
Well, and some pressure. People don't, you know, you feel inspired at the last second. It happens.
Exactly.
Whereas
it
like,
happens.
That's unnecessary. Why? Why?
But I'm like, I can't not be me. Like, that's my style. So I'm chilling.
I have learned to adopt some of those Randy tendencies, though. Like, I do get it. And if for no other reason,
no,
just
I get
to, like,
it.
Curb her stress level, I'll, like, I'll follow along with you
Mikey.
In this way.
No, it's
you
good. It's definitely good.
Did you hear that?
I mean, I heard it.
Okay.
I heard it, for sure. And I support Mikey in supporting his queen. But, yeah.
My queen gotta chill.
Y'all, this is giving me so much life. Oh, my God, this is so fun. Okay.
All right, what's the next one?
This is why we be needing Alika, because she be like...
Not
nah. exactly.
This is gonna be a long episode.
Okay. So, what's the easiest thing about working together?
I mean, the fact that it doesn't feel like work ever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like seriously, like, it's combined with the fact that we're best friends. You know what I mean? Like, so we're best friends first of all, and doing like creative stuff with Kenya and Nolika is like the biggest privilege ever, like, because it's just like when the three of us get together, it's just like it feels like magic is being made.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel that way when the three of us come together with you guys too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, like, it's also combined with the fact that we're all so close and like have such similar sensibilities and priorities and values, but also the fact that we're working for our own company. And so, like, mm-hmm. all of the projects that we do are projects that we care about. You know what I mean? It's not like we, like, with the exception of certain things that we have to do for money, blah, blah, blah. But, like, mostly...
Branded.
Branded stuff. Mostly, we're doing stuff that we love and that we really want to be doing. And so, like, I have never... Because prior to Domino, I worked 9 to 5. You know what I mean? I worked in corporate jobs and, like, I had never felt like it was anything. It was just something where it was like my work happened and then I would come home and, like, do things that I cared about.
Right.
And now it's just, like, constantly, like, a creative process around things that, like, we're really, like, you know, that we care about. And so I think that's the easiest thing.
Yeah, and I think it's great because we're also, one, we're best friends and we have, like, similar tastes, but also very different.
True.
So, and I think that really works when you're, like, creatively, like, bouncing ideas off of each other. And that's why, it doesn't feel like work. It's not like I wake up and I'm like, oh, God.
Right.
Like, I wake up and I see Alex and, like, we cuddle, right? You know, we cuddle and then I roll my J. And then I start thinking about how I'm going to get creative
right.
at 1 p.m.
Yeah.
So
I love that.
And I love that, like, we're always like, we're both very like spontaneous and I would say adventurous. Mm-hmm. So even though in quarantine, like, we love like finding different movies or different albums to listen to that inspire us. So I feel like half the time we're just like smoking and talking to each other and we're like, right. Oh shit, that's a good idea. Write that shit down. You know, like, mm-hmm. and there's definitely a part of it where it's just grind, grind, grind. But I think we're both really good at, like, for me, especially with my working self, I like when I'm really working to be like fully alone. So now yeah. I'm in my, like, this is my cave, my room yeah. that, and Alex works by herself. So like when yeah. we're really having to like edit or, you know, when we're getting down to the nitty gritty of it, we're separate and we're working like just by ourselves. But when it comes creatively, having someone like Alex to bounce ideas off of and someone that's also creative, it makes everything amazing. And we're doing our own work. So it's like things we're passionate about. That's like, yeah. that's always been my dream. So,
we wanted to know, well, I guess you kind of did touch on that. Okay, so we'll come back to that one. But for right now, do you have any advice for couples who want to work together? So for us, we get a lot of emails sometimes like, oh, we want to start a podcast with our spouse, or I just mm-hmm. want to start a podcast in general. People who want to, who have like event planning businesses together, and they just want to work together, but that doesn't always work. So
and kind of to add on to that, even there's more often than not, there's somebody in the relationship that's like reluctant to do it mm-hmm. for whatever the reason mm-hmm. is. Like they may have their own hangups or they could be nervous about it. Like, me and Randy, I jumped into this because Randy said it was a good idea. Yeah. And I'm like, right. well, I'll try it for you, but I'm not really right. trying to be out here.
So you were a little like reluctant.
He was. Yeah, he was a more reluctant
I don't like
one.
Talking as it is. The last thing I want to do is give right. information about us to strangers.
But people right. had liked my blog so much. And when I interviewed him for my blog, they were like, oh my God, start a podcast. And I was like, yeah, what? You know?
Right.
So, and I was like, you want us to do what?
Yeah.
how long were you like reluctant for?
First
like,
two
was
episodes.
It like how long until, okay.
First yeah.
Episode, I was like, because we were given history. I was like, oh, this is what you want me to talk about? What are yeah. we talking about right now?
But after we did the miscarriage episode, was that the first? Third. No, what was the second one? Well, which one do we record in order? We did one of those just trying to open up the who the fuck did I marry episode, mm-hmm. the game.
Oh,
we did.
Shit.
And
that's
then
a
he
good,
could tell my
episode
title.
I was like, oh, this is what we're going to do. Then, like, this could be good. But, like, some people don't allow themselves to get to that point. Some yeah. people are reluctant to go right. that far with their partner. Conditioning wise, like mm-hmm. men are taught, like, okay, you go build on your own and then bring somebody into it. Mm-hmm. And even right, the women right. that I was raised by, exact same thing. You don't need nobody to build what you need to build. Do it on your own. And if somebody can
that way, when they leave,
that,
you'll have something. You know, like
but
there's no, yeah.
There are people right now who, if they look to their left and they look at their partner, they actually have like opportunity in front of them, and maybe they just right. don't know it or see it yet. Like what?
That's true.
What would you say to that person?
Yeah.
What advice would you give?
I mean, I think the first and most important thing is you have to like genuinely like and fuck with your partner
yeah,
and know your partner.
Yes.
And I mean, yes. I think I should just say this because it's funny because like we fam, but like I'm actually very against marriage. And I have been.
I'm married
since,
and I also we always be eyeing couples.
We be like,
and I take no offense to
literally to like from the day I feel like I had consciousness, I was like, this marriage thing, I told my parents very young. I was like, listen, I'm not getting married. I just want y'all to know. Like, I mean, of course, we met at a wedding. You know, like, of course.
Yes.
This is just, like, it's, like, how it is. It's how life is. And, like, I might end up married. Who knows? Who knows? But I've always been against it. But whether it's marriage or not, I think it's so important to truly, truly know and, like, be really friends with your partner.
Yeah.
If you're going, before you even begin to, because just, like, the fact that you even have that trust, like, the fact that Mikey even trusted Randy when she's, like, let's do this, like, mm-hmm. That's something for sure that I think should be the baseline in just a relationship, and I think also a business, because one thing that I've really hated about other businesses, I think like there's no humanity in it. And you feel like there's like, it's just like people are being used. It's just, there's no mm-hmm. emotions. There's no acknowledgement of like, we're humans in a relationship together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I think you also have to be like kind of deprogrammed in a way.
Unlearning.
Unlearning. You have to be willing to unlearn what you have learned and be extremely open, because it's like, especially a startup in this world, like I already know as a millennial, like this shit's crazy. Like with anything, like it's ebbs and flows and you really don't know what could happen, but you just got to have a person beside you that you're like, yes, listen, I know you. Right. I trust you. We ride in for this. Yeah. That's how I feel.
I think that, like, what I'm thinking is pretty similar to that, but in addition to, like, really knowing and fucking with the person, which I'm always shocked by how many couples, even friends of mine, who I know that they're not fucking with their partner.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys don't like each other. Yeah. You don't like each other. Why do you not see this? Anyway, yeah. So in addition to that, I also think, like, that you and your partner should be like in a good place with your relationship when you're like about to start something. You know what I mean? Because I think that like this business stuff like really magnifies like other issues that you might have. And so even like what I'm saying, like we had different like work styles and that was like an issue with us when we started Domino. Like I think that some of those issues like were even on a smaller scale, just like in our relationship. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like in the sense of like not like having the same flow in certain ways or, you know what I mean? Like I think that doing this kind of thing together just like really like magnifies the other issues that you might have in your relationship. And so making sure, right, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so kind of making sure that like this isn't going to be something, you don't think that like starting this is going to be something that like solves your problems, mm-hmm. because it's really probably not going to do that. You know what I mean?
Definitely not.
Yeah. And so pretty much just like focusing on getting yourself to like you guys, your union to like a good place in which like you feel comfortable to like make, I guess, start something new. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I'm actually curious for you guys though, like did you guys feel... Like, were you guys in a good place when you started the podcast?
No, we were so, like,
because it might be opposite, well, too.
We were together, a good place together. Like,
I can't say that we were.
I don't think, I mean.
I don't know, like, we were, because of the trauma of this child, our first child in that loss, like, there was a little bit of, like, a detachment. Like, we were in a space where we need to work together. We have to work through this, like, and that's
because
how we were
so
moving.
Many couples, we had heard that so many couples break up after a loss.
You know, you break up after job loss, break up after loss of a child. Like, that's very common.
So we were trying to, like, combat that.
So we were making sure we were talking every day and things like that. But I couldn't, looking back, I can definitely say I was very fucked up. Like, I was not okay.
No, I don't think we were individually okay, but we were, like, committed to staying together.
Together, that was it.
We were like, I just really want to meet you. We know that this type of stuff hurts couples, and so like, how can we use what we were gonna do anyway to like help us stay together?
Yeah, I mean, I think your model is amazing for people.
Yeah.
Well, this is just one long term entanglement that we put we put a ring on.
But we banned that word. I literally said. That's
so funny. That's Bring what Jason Vives says in the episodes. He's like, we need to stop saying entanglement, even though the title of the episode is entanglement.
I love it though.
Like,
nah, that word is bad. I just had to get it out one time.
Alone. No, yeah, so we, yeah. So we were, I think,
leave this word.
We were definitely still committed to each other, but that we weren't like okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
But we weren't mad at each other.
But also, like, who is okay? We're black in America.
Nobody
was
okay. Yeah.
I know, so I'm like, look at this. We're doing this in the middle of coronavirus. Like,
it's hard.
I'm not okay. Like, baseline, because I'm black in America. So, but I think it's just like the people, you have to make sure that person is like your real true friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think non-judgmental, like really, they have to be able to like adapt to you and you have to be able to adapt to them. And this is not only for like romantic couples, because I know like a lot of best friends want to start a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of best friends.
Ain't best friends.
But, right. So, so it's just like, make sure the people that you are riding with, make sure that you trust, that you're trusting them and that they are willing to change with you.
It takes vulnerability and transparency to work with somebody, because you're right. It does magnify a lot of things. For us, what did starting this podcast magnify? It magnified
that
we actually
don't communicate.
We actually don't talk. Like, we thought we talked.
We had conversations every day.
The podcast showed us that, like, we're not talking about anything. We actually need to actually talk to each other because
there's no depth here. I don't
know. Wow. Like, yeah. That's deep. That's beautiful to figure out.
Yeah, that is. I mean, it's hard. And then, you know, sometimes we'd argue before we had to record an episode, and it's like,
yeah.
And so that helped us, like, focus. We have this goal in mind, which is to produce and to give something, you know, mm-hmm. to be of service to people. And so that like helps us be to fight clean. Ironically, we realize we actually don't fight really clean at all. And like this podcast is a reminder. Mikey, what?
Oh,
what?
That's what we realized, is that you don't really.
Mikey, we realize I do have a bit of a temper.
Okay.
But I'm a black woman.
Okay.
Girl.
I'm mad.
Exactly.
I'm mad all the time.
Exactly. Be mad.
I tell Mike, I'm like the
don't
hope.
Don't look crazy,
I'm the
Mikey.
Hope.
I'm always angry.
And so we realize I got a bit of a temper. We need to fight clean. That's why we say it at the end of every episode.
Yeah, reminder. You do.
So, yeah. No, y'all, thank y'all so much. Okay, so we have one more question. Well, one, do you have any questions for us?
Let's see. What's been the hardest thing for you guys about doing your business together?
Ooh, y'all want me to cry. I didn't know I was going to cry. Okay, I'm not going to cry.
It's okay.
What's been the hardest thing? Well, for me, it's been, I really like to work. I like doing things because as a recovering people pleaser and an overachiever, I am like, I've been validated by what I can do. You know, and so
yeah,
I'm always like trying to maneuver keeping the podcast pure, like, and so, which is why I'm really happy we found y'all, you know, and like y'all found us, because I don't know where it was gonna go if we didn't, but like
shit.
Really just trying to remember the intention of the podcast, so that's been really difficult for me as like a ambitious overachiever / recovering people pleaser. To like keep this good. And so that means we have to take breaks. Mikey's always been asking for breaks, you know, and we finally took one last year and we really needed that 3 months off, you know, but I was just going to work, you know, and that would have been a detriment to our, I would have worked
until Mikey was gone.
Kenya, I don't get my sleep until, you know, a little bit staying in bed longer until, you know, past 8.
When I open my eyes, I'm up. I'm like, okay.
And she wake me up. And like, the morning didn't start to bubble. Why am I a part of your morning?
I definitely have to be mindful of that. And so that's been really hard for me to like really hold myself accountable. So like we need a break. Mikey's he's telling me we need a break. You know, he's telling me he needs a break. I need to listen, you know, because this is the priority is like our family. And so that's
and
really
your
cool
own
for me.
Mental health. Because you will work as if nothing is going on when
I won't eat, drink water, I won't work out, I will just sit.
No, not water.
Yeah,
not water.
I will be dehydrated.
I feel that too.
I will be dehydrated, having to put my face in the freezer because I'm like about to pass out. Like this has happened multiple times. Like
a real anxiety attack because you want to dehydrate yourself.
Yeah.
And then your kidney shut down.
And then Drew was like, Mama, and I'm just like, so that's definitely been hard for me. How about you? Sorry.
Never done it. We should probably do the episode about that.
We really should have. I was ashamed. Go ahead.
I love recovering people pleaser, by the way.
Yeah. Me too.
That's
love
such
it.
A good term.
I heard that term. It's a woman I follow. I think her Twitter name is Jukebox Jones, but she's talked about it a lot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes, like that is a term. I'm like always in recovery, which means it's a constant.
Yeah.
It takes work. So how about you?
Right.
I'm sorry. I know it was.
Oh, no, it's okay. For me, so I originally, my background's in business, before I got pushed by God into education. That's the only thing that can explain it. I actively avoided teaching and being in a classroom my entire life. And I spent my entire life teaching and being in a classroom and working with kids because that is my talent.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's opportunity cost, sunken cost, one of those. It's where the time that you would have been doing something, you just missed out on something else. And I feel like the thing that I struggled the most with was like, yeah, we're doing all this podcast stuff and it's great, but I haven't held you this week. Talking about all this stuff that's, you know, helping all these couples, and that's great for them. And I'm glad that these niggas get some games. And that's wonderful. But I can't remember the last time I had my ass beat.
Mikey.
I was like, I want a massage. I want to be held. I want to be the little spoon. But you added in. I'm washing the dishes. Shit. We looking at each other from afar. Drew screaming her damn head off. Or she sleep. And we should have been sleep because she going to wake up in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Which means I'm going to get even less time. And like, it's just, I still struggle with this a little bit sometimes. Like, I'm like, we have to do all these things and that's great. But I always felt bad about like the things that was taking me away from her.
Yeah.
And I feel like everything be taking me away from her. And like, again, like I actually was very, I think that our union is purposeful. I did this on purpose. I chose her on purpose. I wanted to like stay with her on purpose. I wanted to build with her on purpose, but I wasn't trying to like sacrifice time to other people.
Yeah.
You know, with her. Mm-hmm. Like, I figured I'd share her with a child, but you know, the podcast is different.
And it is growing and it's fine. So we're just constantly, the challenge is finding a balance to like really keep the relationship real and healthy.
Yes.
But also to like, we also love doing this. So like, how do you, can you do both? Can you have it all? Yes. You know, so it's,
the balance is hard.
It's hard.
Yeah, you're
constantly
right.
Trying to have our cake and eat it too, which essentially means we just gotta bake mad cakes.
And... or give up cake.
But there's also
know.
Just, why wouldn't you eat your cake?
We have a nice cake.
Right.
It's a beautiful cake.
Why, like, I was always disturbed by that phrase. I'm like, have a nice cake and eat it.
Oh, so our mom broke it down to us. She explained what it means. So it doesn't mean, so it means like, it's like, doing what you want and not having any consequences. That's what having your cake and eating it too. So like, you want to be rich, but do you want to be rich? You know, you want to be rich, but you want to be like anonymous.
Because I was
you want to, like, you know, like, you can't have your cake.
That makes more sense.
Made, basically. Yes.
That's she brought
that
out.
Makes more sense.
Like literally 2 months
also,
ago.
Also, because you won't, once you eat it, you won't
then
have
you don't
the cake.
Have no more. Yeah. Right. Like,
yeah. So there's no more cake.
But it's inside you. And that's good.
But
isn't it?
Like, what if you just want to have it? That's the thing.
But
who wants to just
have
cake?
Why would you
have
a cake if you not eat it? You know what? This is going to get too deep. It's going to get real philosophical in this bitch. Next
that
time.
Was my question.
But that,
I was like, but not.
But if you look at it as like consequences, like.
Then you make another cake. It's fine. It's fine.
You just make it. We gotta make another cake.
We'll need to come up with another phrase.
That one too. Yeah. And the cycle continues.
Y'all we gonna come up with a better one.
Y'all too.
I know.
Okay.
Thank y'all so much.
This is so great.
Thank y'all.
We love you guys. Thank you for having us.
It's so good to see you. I'm happy we got to like kick it.
Absolutely.
We never just get to kick it with just us, which is fine.
I know.
Team.
We love the whole unit.
Yeah.
But we want to get to know everybody individually, and this was great. This was really good.
Well, once you guys move with us to Amsterdam.
Listen.
We'll have a lot of quality time.
Come get us.
Oh, so much.
Thank y'all.
So much quality time.
Thank you, Kenya and Alex.
Thank y'all so much. I enjoyed doing that interview.
Yeah, that was great. Thank y'all so much.
Yeah.
So, have you stopped to consider why you don't want to work with your partner? Why you do?
Like, what are some of your, some of the barriers that you have when it comes to working with someone you're in a relationship with?
Right. And if you do work together, how is that going? And how is quarantine with your person?
Yeah, we actually want to hear. We've heard some very interesting stories about how people are able to manage or not manage, you know, to deal with this time when you're just kind of locked in with that person.
Yeah.
That you've been with, but you ain't really been with.
Right.
That you thought you knew.
Send us your stuff either as a horror story.
Mm-hmm. I told you it's around the corner.
Right.
We will take it.
Right. Or as listener feedback. Let us know. Shoot us an email at blackmailmare@gmail.com. That's blackmail@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098. Or hit us up on social media with your thoughts on this episode.
Absolutely.
PDA. You're first. Go ahead.
So I go first. There's so many things that I'm really thankful for with this week, in particular. But this was one of our first baby weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So Randy
baby
and
free
I,
weekends.
Yeah. Randy and I have, a nice little setup going with Drew's grandmother. every couple of weekends out of the month where she will take her so that I can have my wife. And, it was refreshing getting this time with you. That I got, I can't really put into words just how healing it was because of how rough shit has been. But just having time with you is the greatest thing ever. We play games, we watch horror movies, we stayed up late, we went to bed. We got real sleep, uninterrupted sleep.
Right. Well, that's not the case anymore.
No, Nadra's home and it's different. But I really just want to let you know that I enjoyed every second with you and I love you. Still.
Thank you. I love you too. Well, my PDA is you've been watching horror movies with me, especially on our baby free weekends. And it's been really great because you know I love them.
Y'all, I hate horror movies.
But you've been really enjoying them. We watched Ready or Not, Invisible Man, and Fantasy Island.
I think it's the time that we're in right now.
It's just like nothing is as scary. Nothing is as scary as what is currently happening. So let's watch these movies. I really appreciate it, Mike, because you know I love them. You know I love them. And you know I can't watch scary movies with your daughter here. And.
And I know that you really want to.
Yeah, so.
Despite common sense.
So thank you so much. I love you.
I love you too. And you are welcome. And now it's just going to be a thing. We'll do one horror movie, one action movie every weekend.
Right. Because we watched Old Guard and that was really good.
It was great. Yeah. I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you. For ad-free, extra exclusive content, head on over to patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage.
The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is in Domino Sounds Network.
Woo woo.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Yep, fools and indies. So far, we've been keeping to that schedule.
So far.
God, I love it. We are now still available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and all other major streaming platforms. Rate us.
5 stars.
Only.
If you enjoyed this episode, if you didn't, it's reparations.
So give us 5 stars anyway.
Be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com, and follow us on social media platforms.
On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter,
@_thechapmans. Thank you again for listening.
As always, be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
Root Insurance is all about you and how you drive. In fact, that's the number one factor we use to give you a better price, which puts you in control. Just download the Root app, hit the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior and gives you a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate. It's car insurance made for you. Visit joinroot.com today to get started. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.